Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greeting, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. If you're a new listener, I welcome you in Jesus' name. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time. And before we begin to share the word that the Lord would have me to minister to you today, let's just take a moment to join our hearts in prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you for your goodness. I thank you, Lord, that you are a great God and a loving God, and have invited us to cast all of our cares upon you because you care for us. Father, right now I lift those who have been embattled today, those who are struggling, those who are in testing and trials of every shape and form. Father, I thank you that regardless of what the details, regardless of what the circumstances are, you are God who has promised us victory. You said that we are more than overcomers, conquerors in all things through Christ Jesus our Lord. And we have that victory because of the work that Jesus accomplished through his great atonement on Calvary, through his death and resurrection. And Father, we praise you this day. We praise you, Lord, that the power of God is greater than all the power of the enemy. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And Father, we thank you that you are eternally victorious, that one day the unbelievers and the disclaimers of this world will bend their knee and they will bow, and with their tongues they will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And Father, because you are a loving God, your patience and your long suffering is great. Father, we pray for those who don't know you, for loved ones who have wandered astray and afar off. We ask you to bring them back to the ark of safety in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, as you minister to us during these few moments we spend together. And thank you, Lord, that the honor and the praise and the glory goes to you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I'd like to share a verse of scripture that Paul wrote in Galatians, the second chapter, verse 20. And it's a familiar passage, and because it's so familiar, I think we miss how profound a statement he was making. He said, "Nevertheless, I live, but yet not I, but Christ liveth in me." The Apostle Paul tells us that the faithfulness of God is our victory. And it doesn't make any difference if some people will not believe. Paul said, "For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect?" The King James uses that word faith, but a more precise rendering is faithfulness. That's Romans 3:3. We live because Christ lives in us. When God created man, he breathed the breath of life into him, and man became a living soul. And even though millions of people are walking around apparently alive, yet because we are a threefold nature, body, soul, and spirit, the spirit of man died because of sin. Our life depends on our relationship and connection with the God who created us. And only through Jesus Christ, if we will acknowledge and accept and receive him and make him Lord of our lives, that our spirit becomes born again. That is the new birth. And when that happens, the Holy Spirit comes to dwell within us, the Spirit of Christ. So we are alive spiritually because Christ lives in us. And we're victorious because we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. And because Christ is victorious, we also are victorious. Aren't too glad. It's not our own efforts. It's not our own ability. It's not our own steadfastness, but it's the matchless, eternal, unwavering faithfulness of God that allows us to walk in this victory. And I don't care how long you've walked with the Lord, none of us have achieved that place of fullness of our experience in Christ Jesus. We have life because His life is our life. And what the Lord wants to do in this hour, He wants to reveal Jesus in us. He wants to reveal the very personality and character of Jesus Christ in His church. Paul stated in Galatians 1:16, to reveal His Son in me, that I might preach Him among the Gentiles. We can't reveal Jesus Christ until He is formed in us. And Paul had great concern when he wrote that epistle to the Galatians, because they had wonderfully received the word of life. They had were delighted in His preaching. They received Jesus Christ. And yet, the Judaizers who came among them were causing them to go back to the old ways, under the law. And he said, as Christians, we have Christ formed in us. The apostle said, my little children, of whom I travail in birth again, until Christ be formed in you. Not only was Jesus Christ for us, we were crucified with Christ. That old man, our Adamic nature, spiritually, when Jesus died, in essence, we died with Him. And when He arose from the grave through faith in Jesus Christ, we are raised together with Him in newness of life. It's not God's will for you to be eaten up with worry and indecision. Some of you listening to me have been just torn up today because you just don't know what you should do. You're just tossed to and fro. You're just saying, God, what would you have me do? And you're just, your peace has been stolen from you, and you're just beside yourself with upset because you're not certain what's going on. You don't know what God wants you to do. And the Lord is saying, just rest in Him. Stop right now. In fact, Father, I come against that spirit of worry. I come against that indecision. And Father, in Jesus' name, I thank You that we are to have the mind of Christ. God, You are not the author of confusion. And the devil is doing everything he can, especially in these days, Lord. He's doing everything he can to torment the saints, to wear the saints down. And Father, I thank You for granting Your peace right now. It doesn't matter how difficult the situation looks, brother, sister. God is with you. He loves you. And if you will just trust Him and resist this attack of the enemy to just get you so worked up that you've lost your peace, you've lost your joy, you're not certain which way is up, God wants you to just rest in Him, and He's going to make a way for you. Father, I thank You. Your word says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth liberally to all men and upbraideth not. And so, Father, I thank You for the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Your will, that Your beloved will know what they should do. Just take a deep breath right now and receive from the Spirit of God. Father, I thank You for Your peace just flowing right now to Your beloved in Jesus' name. Beloved, not only is it not God's will for you to be eaten up with worry and anxiety and fear and indecision, but it's not God's will for you to be a spiritual pauper. Do you realize Revelation talks about you as a king and priest unto God? So if that's the case, it's certainly not God's will for you to be subservient to the devil. It's not God's will for you to have your mind preoccupied with all manner of worry and defeated thoughts. Beloved, hear what the apostle's saying. We live, but it isn't we ourselves which live, but Christ lives in us. When God formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul, what happened? God gave Adam, his creation, the command to subdue, to have dominion over, and to have authority over all his creation. The psalmist declared, "What is man, O God, that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him? Thou hast crowned him with glory and honor, and settest him over all the works of thine hands." This is the high calling, and God's never changed that desire for us, for mankind. And beloved, as members of the body of Christ in this earth, we are divinely inbreathed by the breath of the Spirit of God. The Lord Jesus Christ becomes the head of his body, and we are members in particular. We're part and parcel of all that he is as we yield ourselves to God. He breathes into us his life. And if you will, we become a living page on the book of life. We're living epistles, the scriptures say. We're walking words, walking Bibles. In fact, you've probably heard that little statement that sometimes you're going to be the only Bible that someone ever reads. And so it's necessary we preach the gospel, and if necessary, use words. Our lives should be an example of the power of Christ. God has given to us his word, and we know that it is God-inspired. Every word is given by inspiration. And when we allow the word to take root in our heart and the work of the Holy Spirit to take place in us, we're no longer citizens of this world, for we have been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear Son. Well, the time has flown on this broadcast, and we're going to continue tomorrow looking at this subject, that God wants us to be alive in Christ and to cast off the garments of defeat. In a moment, the announcer is going to give our contact information, and I do invite you to write and share your prayer needs. I pray every day for my radio family, my UCM spiritual family, those who are on they get the monthly letters, and I just invite you to know that if there is someone, a ministry that God has raised up to stand as a partner in prayer with you. So I invite you to write. And until next time, thank you for joining me. And until then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.